Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Kyle Zagrodzki, founder of OsteoStrong, the breakthrough bone health system built around a 15-minute weekly workout.
Welcome to the show, Kyle Zagrodzki. It's a pleasure to have you and to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I'm super excited for this conversation because I've always wanted to talk to the guy behind the scenes here. Not that you're totally behind the scenes, but I've had a conversation with John Jaquish before, but it sounds to me like you're that other side of the coin that's allowed OsteoStrong to kind of come out to the world in a very different way. So I didn't introduce you properly, Kyle, but you are the founder and CEO of OsteoStrong.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. So tell it. I mean, you've got a really interesting story behind this. And, you know, the interesting thing about OsteoStrong is I think for people who don't know anything about it, they're kind of scratching their heads. And for those of us who have been exposed to OsteoStrong, I think every one of us has a story.
Yeah.
And you have a story. So, maybe a great starting point would be for you to share the story about how you came to do what you do.
Yeah. I was invited to attend a lecture that John Jaquish was giving about 12 years ago in Tennessee. And I just moved to Tennessee. And it was about 2 or 3 hours from where I was. So I drove out to meet this guy. Somebody, you got to meet him kind of thing. And I didn't want to, but I thought, what the heck? Just went out there and listening to him. And it was a small group. You know, prototype of this device there that he was talking about and the thing he was talking about and what it actually does. I sat there and just, it was profound because I thought this guy has discovered something that is the most profound musculoskeletal development system in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. And because it's so weird and the way that it does it, no one's ever going to believe it.
Yeah.
And because you used OsteoStrong, a session at OsteoStrong. Really, you're from the time you walk in the door to the time you work out, you do your session. I don't even call it, it's not a workout. It takes like 15 minutes, but you're actually time interacting with each machine is in total, you're doing like 60 seconds of effort. Mm-hmm. You don't break a sweat. You don't get sore the next day.
You don't
day.
Even have to change into gym clothes.
Yeah. You just come dressed as you are.
Yeah.
And you do it one day a week. And so I'm listening to all this and I'm thinking, if this is actually true, it's going to change the world. So I took the guy out to dinner and told him, I was like, I'm here for a reason. I'm the guy that's going to take this world for you. He's like, yeah, I've heard that like 50 times. I'm like, you've never met a guy like me. So I started on the journey to do it. And I did, I started doing sessions on his prototype as I was getting organized and going. And I'm a guy who suffered from decades of joint and back pain. I had a bunch of sports-related injuries in my late teens and early 20s. And then I started getting migraine headaches every other week. My knees, like at 40 years old, my knees would crack really bad going up and down the stairs. I had a problem with my right hip, my mid, lower, upper back, my neck, my right shoulder, my right elbow. It was like I'd been hit by a car. I couldn't even throw a football with my kid when he was in fifth grade because it just hurt. Mm-hmm. And I was like 35 pounds heavier because I couldn't work out. I had really bad kyphosis because that was the only position I could be in where I wasn't in pain. I did like six or seven, I don't even remember the exact number, six or seven sessions, and my joint and back pain was completely gone. In fact, I didn't even realize it was gone until I was on like a 3 or 4 hour plane ride across the country, and the plane was coming into for landing. Now, I'm a guy that I would either have to sit in the aisle, have two seats, or business class, or guaranteed migraine when I was landing.
Interesting.
And here I was sitting between in the middle seat, which I hated.
Yeah.
Well, the plane's coming in for landing. The flight attendant says, okay, bring your seat belts back to their full and upright position. And I went to go do it. And I'd even forgotten for 4 hours, I'd been in some completely most uncomfortable position and I had no pain. Hmm. And I've traveled around the world and flown a lot. And I was just like, this hasn't happened to me mm-hmm. in decades. And I was just, I was thunderstruck. I almost wanted to stand up in the plane and just like, oh my gosh, this is what has happened to me. And ever since, now I'm 54 years old, I feel better, I'm stronger, I stand up straighter, and I'm 35 pounds lighter than I was when I started the company.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I think I want to unpack a couple of things for the audience here, because what we're talking about really is a system that is a series of machines where the you're basically coached by a coach to push as much weight as you can. And how much weight that is entirely dependent on the individual. The point is the amount of effort that you're pushing against the machine. And is the machine pushing back against you? Because my understanding is, you know, certainly for us to stimulate bone to form instead of bone to break down, we need to almost bend that bone. We need to create so much pressure on that bone that it bends. And these machines were designed specifically to address osteoporosis by John Jaquish for his mother. He basically set out to solve a problem for his mom.
Yep. So how these machines work and what does the experience look like, I think is what you're trying to...
A little bit, just so people understand, because it's not, you know, working out at OsteoStrong for 15 minutes a week, you're not going to lose weight doing that. But what it's going to do is get you to a place where you are strong enough and pain-free so that you can now go out and do those workouts and do all the other things.
Yeah,
so,
I came up with a saying, it's not part of our marketing, but I don't want to change anybody's lifestyle. I want to enable you to have the lifestyle, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So this is not a lifestyle business because it doesn't change your lifestyle. You're there 15 minutes one day a week. There's nothing. This is not going to be a lifestyle thing, right? Yeah. So what it actually does is back in like 1893, there's this cat by the name of Dr. Julius Wolf, and he was a researcher, and he found out that if you apply enough pressure to the musculoskeletal system, it will respond by making bone stronger. And in fact, it was so successful, his research was so definitive that the medical community came up with the term Wolf's Law. There aren't very many things that are a law in medicine. That guy did it. And it's still taught in medical schools today. But the thing we never knew was how much pressure is actually needed to trigger this thing we call an osteogenic effect, which is the growth of new bone in your body. And so there's another guy by the name of Jason Deer in Bristol, United Kingdom in 2012 came up with a study. And what he did was, is he had like over 1,000 subjects. He attached these accelerometers to their waist, and he would have them jump off various heights, and he would measure the amount of force that they made impact to the ground on in terms of multiples of their body weight. And there was a blood test that had been developed called a P1NP blood test. And after 30 minutes after experience impact, you could take this blood test and see whether or not you triggered osteogenesis.
Cool.
So he had people jumping off different heights. But what he found was interesting, only about 6 or 7 people out of these 1,000 people were able to achieve the impact level of force to hit osteogenesis, which that number was 4.2 multiples of body weight. Apparently, the amount of pressure it needs to build bone is like the boiling temperature of water. And so if you don't hit it, you're not triggering it.
Okay.
And so Jaquish, when his mom had osteoporosis, he's looking at this, and he looked at the types of athletes that had superhuman bone. They were gymnasts.
Right.
And it's not because gymnasts work out harder than anybody else. It's because when they go spinning through the air and they hit the ground, they're generating many multiples of their body weight for 1/100 of a second.
Mm-hmm.
So when his mom in her mid-70s didn't want to be a gymnast, he tried to figure out like, okay, how do I design these devices so that we could emulate the forces of high impact without causing injury, but not having the impact that goes along with it? And so he set on this deal. So what, you know, he and I worked together and we designed these 4 machines and patented them and did all the things. But these 4 devices, what they are designed to do is to get you into a biomechanically optimal position for your body, which is why a session coach to bring you through, to create the levels of force yourself. The machines don't create that force on you. You create that force for about 5 to 10 seconds in a way that allows you to emulate those high impact forces. And the cool thing about it is once your central nervous system experiences the necessary amount of force, you're done.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, if you're doing it for 5 or 10 seconds, you're actually creating 100 times more force than a gymnast will in their entire like hour or two workout, because every time they hit impact, it's only for the fraction
split
of a second.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So as you just kind of come in there, you do a little kind of warm up on a vibe plate, sort of wake your central nervous system up, takes a few minutes, and then you do the machines and then you're done. Now there's other biohacks and stuff you could use in there that are complimentary, that are lovely, right? Because the experience on the devices is really so abbreviated. You're kind of like, is that it?
That's all you got for me?
But you will see a dramatic increase in your balance.
Mm-hmm.
You will see a dramatic increase in your physical strength, whether or not you're already an elite, high performance, world-class athlete, or you're an elderly individual or anything in between. You're going to get stronger almost right away. Like within a month, people are like, oh my gosh, I was able to carry groceries up and down the stairs without problem. Or, oh my gosh, I did 40% more flies at the gym than I've ever done in my life. Mm-hmm. These kinds of things are always happening. And then you're going to notice your joint and back pain going away. And that happened for me. That happens for almost everybody.
Yeah.
And then finally, which the last thing, which is hardest to detect, is bone density. Because bone density can only really be detected by, there's a few different ways you can detect a blood test, which most people aren't going to go do. It'll show that you're doing it, but you won't see the outcome of that without mm-hmm. something like a DEXA scan, which is a device that that will measure the density. But that takes like 6 to 8 months to start showing a result because it's such a dense material.
Mm-hmm. No, that's super interesting. Now, so you've brought up a couple of things. So John Jaquish developed this for his mom. My mom uses it, and I, as I said to you at the beginning of the podcast, she herself experienced within May, June, July, August, September, October, November, inside of 8 months, she went from being not able to walk a block to walking without pain, which is pretty dramatic. And I mean, you also said, you know, it augments other modalities. And I think that's what's really interesting. And especially when it comes to bone density, you get people running around taking calcium and magnesium and all these different supplements. And the fact remains that to rebuild bone density, there's only one thing almost beyond nutrition that's going to do it. And that is actually putting the bone under that kind of force.
Nutrition is important.
For sure it obviously. Is, but so alone it won't so do
it's,
it.
It's like working out with that insufficient amount of protein, you're not going to get as good a result. Or just taking protein but not working out,
exactly.
You're not going to build muscle. So taking supplementation without stimulating your body to do it in the right way is not going to build density. There are certain supplements you could take that will show give you a higher score,
mm-hmm.
but that don't do anything for reducing fragility of your bones. There's no science that says, okay, this is actually going to reduce my chance to get a fracture. And so your bone remodels itself completely every 7 years. You have a new skeletal system every 7 years. So whatever you're doing to your skeletal system today will be influence how it's going to be over the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constantly remodeling. And the pressure you put on it. So if you've seen a cross section of bone, you see how porous it is.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like scaffolding, right?
Yeah.
Poorly made scaffolding can't hold up the building. But if you're going to OsteoStrong and you're putting a sufficient amount of force on the bone, it's going to remodel itself to be able to handle that level of force. You're essentially making yourself virtually fracture proof. And it just gets better constantly over the next 7 years.
Yeah.
We have people now in their 80s and 90s that have the bone density of a 30-year-old.
Which is spectacular. So now I want to back up to one thing because of John Jaquish's story, and he's shared it so many times, I think it's not hard to convince a woman, postmenopausal women who are experiencing bone loss, to go to OsteoStrong as a solution. But I think OsteoStrong is application, and you just spoke about it, your personal experience speaks to it, it's for a lot more than postmenopausal older women.
Yeah.
And I think that helping people, and it's hard, it's a tough sell sometimes, I think, because to your point, you're telling me I'm going to walk in here for 15 minutes, I'm not going to change into my gym clothes, I'm not going to break a sweat, and you're telling me that's going to move the needle for me? Like, no way, not going to happen, right?
I've heard that before.
And especially to men. Uh-huh. I mean, women too, but anybody, right? But especially to men or men and or women, somebody who's got a mindset of, I got to get in there, I got to crank up my heart rate, I got to sweat like a bull, I got to do all these things. And only once those things have happened will I get a outcome from my workout. Mm-hmm. And yet here you are telling them dead opposite and have the stats and the proof to show it.
Well, I think there's a lot of things to unpack there about what you said. So yes, it is difficult. And people are willing to do more to deal with a medical problem that they believe is a physical medical solution. So that exists. That was the low-hanging fruit for us. And certainly we want to help people. And so women who had osteoporosis, that was just kind of easy. Here's a solution. And then we could show a result. Now we've got thousands of testimonials, right? Mm-hmm. But you bring up a good point with the challenge with things like you just said, when somebody goes to the gym to get that outcome, let's be honest, the driving force is vanity.
Absolutely.
I want to look good naked. Yeah. Right.
The underlying theme.
And yes. There's nothing wrong with that. Like that's part of life. That's part of living. Right. So no judgment. And so the challenge that people have, their motivation for coming to Osteo Strong is not going to be vanity. Mm-hmm. It's going to enable you to have the lifestyle you want. So when something is inhibiting the lifestyle that you want, joint pain, back pain, balance, all these kind of things, osteoporosis, that'll be the thing that triggers people to come in. Now, I do have a dream and I've got a multi-step process and several of the steps have already been completed. But after I achieve objective number one with the federal government, which is probably going to happen this year, my second objective is going to be go march into the Department of Education because Osteo Strong needs to be in every high school.
Oh, yeah.
Now, think about it.
And every retirement home. Every high school and every retirement both ends of the spectrum.
I'm working on both of those right now, as a matter of fact. But the high school interests me more.
Yeah.
And the reason why is peak bone mass for individuals is met at the age of 30. There have been a number of studies that have went and looked at the bones of people in the early 1900 who are 30 years old. They all have better, more bone density than our 30-year-olds today. So we are weaker as a species today than we were 123 years ago.
We don't move as much.
But it's even worse than that. There is a marked difference between bone density between people in their 50s today and even their parents who were in their 50s.
Right.
And so, 30 years ago, there's already a marked difference. Like as in this is the beginning and the end of our civilization. Mm-hmm. The foundational weakness of our bones and muscles lead to dementia, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, increased cancer, and I can get into all that if we had time. Add to that, it's like a lecture I just gave this morning. There are researchers finding that people who've had COVID have had precipitous bone loss right after COVID.
Yeah.
So we've accelerated the problem. This is a civilization-ending event. Weak human beings are not around to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we don't hear about those civilizations. They're done. So we have a serious problem. But if I can get into high schools, and if the kids just did this out of 9 months out of the year when they're in school, one day a week is a function of gym class. They don't need to be athletes. They will develop such a high level of bone density that their peak bone mass will be going back to what it was like in 1900s. And in 40, 50 years, you won't even be talking about osteoporosis in the United States.
That is so great. So I love that. And I wish you all the success.
Even if they quit doing it after high school, because we could dramatically increase their bone density so much over 4 years.
Yeah.
Think about this. Your body loses about 1-2% of bone density after the every year after the age of 30.
Sure. Right? So if you ramp it up.
So if I can increase your bone density by 10 or 20% during high school, I've added 10 to 20 years of bone to your body.
That's fantastic.
By doing the effort. But so you see what I'm saying. So if you start with peak bone mass that high, you're good. You may never have this problem. Now it can provide other benefits, but it really depends on what you want out of life at that point.
For sure. Okay. So just to close, because unfortunately we're running out of time, which I'm very sad about. But you know, we're at an exhibition here. There's lots of other modalities. Do you see Osteo Strong pairing really well with anything else in that hall? Do you?
100%.
I mean, you talked about nutrition, supplementation. Are there specific? Obviously, getting your nutrition is on point is important, but things like, I don't know, there's sauna, for example, or red light, or
sauna, red light, energy therapy, and what we're learning about energy from like Tyent, Dr. Tyent, what he was teaching on. And I'm sure there's several others talking about energy, red light, all these things, you know, are affecting your body in such a dramatic way. We incorporate many of these technologies now on Osteo Strong, and you know that.
Yeah, you've got the red light panel and your infrared light and the biocharger in there as well, right?
So I believe in what the energy is doing, how it's affecting your your healing process, and there's evidence that it fights cancer and stuff like that. And it goes on and on and on. So absolutely, they're all synergistic. Every system is connected. It's not just about bone. Bone's connected to muscles. Muscles connected to, you get the point, like your brain and your feet, they're all connected. You need to take care of them all. Biohacking in and of itself is trying to get the maximum outcome with the least amount of effort.
Yeah.
Right. I only care about the outcome. I don't care about the process.
Yeah.
And so I just want to create the best response for the least amount of effort, because that's the thing that human beings will do.
Yeah. Wow. And that's lovely. I think that's beautiful. And I think what an amazing goal to make the system available to young people, because if we're trying to impact healthcare in a meaningful way, what better place to start than with kids in high school?
You got it. That's what we got to do. That's why you and I live.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for allowing us to pull you away from the conference. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.